Praise the Lord. Good morning. I'm sorry about all that static, but seems like this war is escalating here. Because yesterday, glory be to God, was a good day, but it was also a crazy day. So yesterday, and I see the fruit this morning, I got hit by the Satanists. I haven't had to fight them in a long time, but, you know, once you open the door, then the floodgates. But Jesus said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against them. So I used to have these guys from, I think they used to call it the Holy Catholic Church. And they used to come and steal my material, and I see they're back. They haven't been back in a long time. So I stopped them, but they came back yesterday, and they took out, believe it or not, they took out a couple of my computers. But because I've been through this before, God gives you wisdom. So what they tried to do this morning is they use what's called a bot. And I guess Jose opened me up to that bot, with that bot. So I got to deal with that. But you know what? I'm dealing with it with joy, because it would have been a time it would have totally crippled me. And the blog talk wouldn't even be up this morning. But now every morning I get up, I pray, I look at the blog talk, and I check it. But more than that, something happened. The angel came this morning, and that angel did not say one word. The angel didn't say one word. So I said, okay, I wonder what this means. It was almost like by not saying anything and by being silent, it was almost as if the angel was conveying to me, you know what to do. You know what to do with today. So I said, okay, if I know what to do, that means I'm being set up for something. And sure enough, after I turned on the blog talk, but the angel gave me an assignment, which I have to share with you. This assignment, for whatever reason, is so important that the Satanists took my blog talk. They sabotaged my blog talk. But I'm telling you, it didn't work this time. I recognized it. I recognized it. So this is our assignment. I don't know. Somebody called me on the blog talk and pressed 1. I want to see if I can hear on the blog talk. And then we're going to do what the angel, he didn't physically say it. He didn't even, it was like, you know what to do. Okay. So good morning. Let me see. Zero, 1, 2, 5. You hear me?
Yeah.
Let me hear
you.
Can you
hear
me?
I
can barely.
Good morning. Barely. Can you hear me now? It could be my headset.
I hear you better. I just wanted to make sure that I could converse, because the assignment that the angel gave me is, Jennifer, go on there and post Matthew chapter 6. Verse 6 through 13.
6:13. Okay.
Yeah, Matthew chapter 6:6-13.
Okay. One second.
Matthew chapter 6:6-13.
Okay, so.
And God, awesome, that the angel, I think it was like a test. It was like a test. But God gave me the name of a man. I've got to track it down today. I've got to track him down today. Because the Holy Spirit told me that this man also angels visiting him. And the Holy Spirit told me that this man, when I contact this man, I'm going to learn something from this man. So I'm going to track him down today. I know his name, and I know where he lives, because God told me where he lives. And there's another man, the Lord said, works with this man in ministry, and I'm to track him down too. So I thank God this morning for being on a new level in Christ. I mean, God told me this man hears from heaven. This man is also right now receiving visitation from heaven and words from heaven. So I don't exactly know what it's all about, but I'm going to track him down today myself. Now, this is what the angel gave me for instruction today. Pray, Matthew chapter 6:6-13. And then you are to pray, Matthew chapter 6:6-13. Now, we can do it over this blog talk, or I can sign off the blog talk and you can do it. But the Lord wants that done this morning. And even although the enemy, see, the devil doesn't know what God is doing. If he did, he would stop it. But he knows that anything that God does is going to be good, because it can't be anything other than good. So I'm going to pray this, and then if you feel led of the Lord to pray this on the line, come on the blog talk and press 1. Totally obedient to the Holy Spirit right now. Is this the first time? Well, it's not the first time, but God used to do this when I was by myself, a missionary. He would give me people's names. He would give me addresses. He would give me city and state. And then I would go. I would go. And once I got there, whoever it is I was supposed to meet, I would meet them, and I would get whatever from God I was supposed to acknowledge or get or whatever. So this is the first time this has happened, and it never, ever, well, it happened when God sent me to Pine Ridge, and then I took Jose, Reggie, Stephanie, and, of course, Brother Joe. We headed out to Pine Ridge, the Indian Reservation. And you know how many, you know, that's been a couple years, not more than a couple. So now God is sending me to find this man, to go where he lives, and then find this other man who God say is a minister to work with this man. But they are experiencing heaven on earth and angelic visitation. Now, I'm excited, very much so, that God gave me this assignment. I'm excited that God gave me the city where the man lives. Okay. So I'm heading out that way. Well, it's not that far actually. And I'm gonna track him down first. I'm gonna track him down. I'm gonna see what he's about. I know the enemy can give you stuff, but I was binding and rebuking, but the angel said, pray this. So I'm just gonna go write down the list, whoever put their hand up to pray Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 through 13. And I would kind of, let me tell you why it's going to get a little bit hot. Because now this is something you either believe it or you don't. It's not going to affect me one way or the other as to whether or not you believe it or not. And it's not going to affect me as to whether or not you receive it. But you see, I need $1 million. Yep. And I'm going to receive $1 million from God. I don't have no doubt about it. And the reason I don't have any doubt about it is because God already told me what to do with it. Okay? Now, I don't know what realm of faith you're in. And that ain't really my business. It's your business. But I need $1 million, pay off my church, and do some things God told me to do. $1 million is not much money these days. You know that, right? That's why when I hear people talk about me and money, I have to laugh because they don't know what I consider a lot of money. And they don't know that you have to have money to be in preparation to get money. And then, remember that time I had you write those checks out? Well, some people got those checks, and they got more than those checks. But you see, when I had you write those checks out, I didn't write one out. Why? Because I didn't know how much I needed. Huh. And not knowing how much I needed, I didn't write nothing. And the reason being is if I didn't know how much I needed, if I had gotten it, it would have went to the wrong purpose. See, now I know what I need. I know what I have to do. I know where I have to go. And I'm seeing God, the little I have, and multiply it. And I see the devil trying to take away from me what I have. So then that lets me know I'm in store for something big. And brothers and sisters, if you cannot think big in your faith, you can forget about thinking big for some money, because that means that the motivation of your heart is toward the money and not toward the mission. And some of you don't have a mission, because you never sat down and wrote a plan to God and asked him to sanctify it, bless it, and perform it. And then the Bible says, it talks about wanting to fulfill your lust. Well, if you just wanted to fulfill your lust, then you could probably forget that too. Okay. Can you tell me who this is? The last four on your number, on your phone number, is 4136. Who is that, please? 4136.
Hi, Dr. Erica. This is Charlie from Indiana.
This is who?
Charlie from Indiana.
Do I know you?
We didn't meet a long time ago in Kentucky. I had a young daughter and a dog there.
Charlie, you used to be a witch.
Yes.
What?
I'm sorry. Did you,
What'd you say?
To be a witch? I said, did you used to be a witch? A Satanist.
Well, I came out of the New Age, so I wasn't working for God.
Your husband was a priest, and he died, right?
Yes.
Okay, I know how you. I know who you are. How have you been?
I've been well. God has been so good to me, and I tune in the mornings every now and then, and it's so nice that you're just always here.
How's your baby? Your baby should be big. She should be about, what, 4 or 5?
She's 7, and she's asked Jesus into her heart, and I thank God for that every day.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Amen. When you drove all the way in the rain from Indiana to Kentucky, when I was at Pastor Lear's church, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I often think about you and pray for you, and I'm glad to hear from you.
Oh, thank you.
Praise God. Have you remarried yet?
No, I haven't.
You know what else? I'm glad you called, because your family's still in the spice business?
Yes, ma'am. It's our 100th year this year.
Amen. You know what? This is a divine encounter. This is a divine encounter for real. I still have spices from your family in there in the storeroom on the spice rack. Brother Joe still use them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you sent me a year or two supply.
Well, you say you feed a lot of people, so.
Praise God, Charlie. It's good to hear from you. And I just saw that. I saw that number, and the Lord say, click on that and see who that is. And I did, and I'm surprised. All right, I know who you are then. Praise God. Now, listen, your family been in the spice business, what, over how long?
It's 100 years this year.
Can I tell them your secret?
Sure.
Your family had something to do with Colonel Sanders' spice for the chicken, didn't he?
Yes.
Wow.
That's
yes.
Right. Oh, yeah, I have a Holy Ghost memory. I have a Holy Ghost that brings back to me everything, just like yesterday.
Yes. My great-grandfather worked with Colonel Sanders on the original 11 Herbs and Spices. And when Colonel Sanders got bought out, he couldn't even use his own name. So we couldn't use it as, you know, the KFC chicken seasoning anymore. And we currently sell it as the 99X.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to get me a new order for Brother Joe.
But okay. Yep, I can help you with that.
Okay. You got my number?
I don't anymore. I don't know if it changed or...
Oh, it changed about... Somebody said, Sister Erica, I have a hard time contacting you because you got so many numbers. And I'm telling them this morning, I got so many numbers because I get hit by so many witches and I get hit by so many Satanists and I get sabotaged. But I still keep 843-217-2246.
Thank you. 2246?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
217-2246. Praise the Lord. All right.
Praise God.
That's a blessing. All right, I'm going to go back to them. Okay. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, so We got Matthew chapter 6:6-13. Now, I see some hands up, but I don't know if they're up to pray. So if you want, if you're going to pray, leave it up, and I'm going to click on you. But we got to spend this time this morning praying. And this is the exact way that the Lord wants us to pray. So I'll start it off, and then I'm going to go right down the list, okay? Matthew chapter 6:6-13. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask him. I'm asking God for $1 million this morning. I believe I'm going to get it when I pray it. I believe it's already coming my way. Now, some of you, you have skills. You have gifts. You have giftings. You need to ask God. You need to present those skills, present those gifts, present those giftings. Back up to God this morning. Meaning, some of you have marketplace gifts. Some of you are entrepreneurs. Some of you are whatever. I mean, I just happened to get Charlie, and God, it was no mistake, though. God knew she was going to be on this morning because he told me to click on that number. I didn't know whose number it was. But if God can have her family in business, a family business, for 100 years, did you hear what she said? God had her on here as a witness this morning. He can sustain a business 100 years and then have one of the inheritors be on this line for you as a witness. As a witness. Do you know 100 years is a long time? Let me tell you about it. I've lived 72 of them. That's a long time. So this morning, Lord God, your word says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father. Lord God, you are our Heavenly Father. You are our Heavenly Provider, our Heavenly Resource. Your name is holy. Hallowed be thy name. Your name is holy. Your acts are holy. Your deeds are holy. Father God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, I believe heaven is glorious because your word says that you will wipe away all our tears. Hallelujah. Your word says, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you in my Father's house. There are many, many mansions. So therefore, there should be no homelessness. There should be no poverty. Lord God, you can give us. You can provide us because your word says that you give us witty ideas. You can give us strategies. You can give us plans, and you have the resources, Lord, for us to overcome these areas. Lord God, not your will. I do not believe it is your will for all those cornfields, all that agriculture to be burned up by the sun. Lord God, I'm asking you for grace. I'm asking you for mercy. I'm asking you, Lord God, to expand our resources, God. Father God, all the agriculture that burned up because of the heat, Lord God, replenish that agriculture. Lord God, all the farming of fertilizer and those things that burn up and were destroyed because of the war in the Ukraine. Father God, I'm asking you to restore, Lord God. I'm asking you to retain. I'm asking you to sustain. Lord God, I'm asking you that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, I'm asking you for a fruitful replenishment of the earth, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, oh God, pour out your mercy. Let your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I thank you this morning that it is you that has given us our daily bread, manna from heaven. It is you that is blessing the storehouses. Lord God, reverse this curse off the earth. Reverse this curse. Heaven is your home, that the earth is your footstool. Lord God, all you have to do is wiggle one little toe over this earth. Restore, God. Reverse this curse on the earth into a manifold, manifested blessing from heaven. Lord God, this morning, we're praying from heaven downward. We're praying from the blessing downward. We're praying from a fruitful place downward. Restore, rebuild, replenish. Just, oh God, Father, it is not your will on earth for your people to be sick, afflicted, and dying before their time. In the name of Jesus this morning, I bind and rebuke premature death. I bind and rebuke the strategies of Satan. I bind every ungodly way of the devil. I ask you, Lord God, frustrate and restore. I ask you, Lord God, reverse the curse and bless the earth. You said you scooped the mountains hollow of your hands. That means you have a big hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, always help us to remember where we come from. It helps us to further see where we're going. Lord God, see you in everything. Help us to see your plan on earth. Help us to receive our daily bread with a joyful heart. Help us this morning. Help us this morning. Forgive us our debt. Wipe out our debt. Make us free. financially. Break every chain, every entanglement of debt. Forgive our debtors. Not rendering service to the mind, God, but from the heart. And lead us not into the path of the tempter, whose only objective is to steal our faith. Make us, but Lord God, your word says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. You are our Father. You are our sustainer. Your word says every gift and every good gift comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness and no shadow of turning. Lord God, destroy the work of the tempter. Break the power of the tempter. And lead us not into temptation. But Lord God, when we slip into it, you said, but with the temptation, you have provided a way of escape for us. Deliver us from evil this morning. And deliver us from the evil one. Lord God, I destroy the power of evil to manifest and operate. Because, Lord God, your goodness overpowers evil. Your goodness destroys the work of evil. Your goodness, in the name of Jesus, power of your own Holy Spirit, which abides in us, brings in and makes alive your kingdom and your glory. Manifest your power in the life of our believers this morning. Lord God, let goodness, your goodness, destroy the works of the devil this morning. Let us loose ourselves from everything that is not in your good intent for us. Cover those hidden works of darkness. And Lord, I pray this morning, make us clean on the inside. My soul says yes this morning. Completely yes to you, O God. As we thank you this morning for your mercy, for your goodness, and for your power.
Completely.
song and I was trying to see what was next. But I just want to thank God. I want to thank God. Listen, what do you really need? I think that's what I'm going to use for that other line on the blog talk for, needs. See, I'm still getting instructions from God how to set this up. And God wants you to be able to minister freely. And he doesn't want you, I don't want you to be mad when you see God give me this $1 million. Because he's going to give it to me. I don't have no doubt. I have absolutely, positively no doubt. And I'm not saying, oh, just give me $1 million because, you know, I want some money. Well, I'm saying I need $1 million to do the things I need to do before I check out of here for God. I'm going to leave a legacy, that's for sure. That's why that thief couldn't steal my life when they tried to give me that poison. Mm-mm. But I want you to examine yourself. And I want you to go to God for real. The reason God hasn't answered some of your financial needs is because you playing with them, just like those people who thought they could steal the anointing. They playing. You can't steal. God ain't going to take something from one person and give it to another. That's stupid, and you need to stop being stupid and get real. Sometimes God withholds things because you ain't ready for it. I believe I'm ready for the million. I don't believe I was ever as ready as I am right at this moment. And so you're saying, Erica, isn't that kind of crazy? You asking God for $1 million, and I'm going to keep on until I get it. Because, see, I sat under a man at a college called Oral Roberts University. And God told him he was going to get $3 million or die. And he told the public, God say, somebody's going to give me $3 million or else I'm going to die. That's what Dr. Oral Roberts said. I was there. And guess what? God used a man that wasn't even saved, that ran a dog track, you know, greyhounds that run dog track. God used a man that wasn't even saved and touched his heart and gave Dr. Oral Roberts $3 million. That happened.
Wow.
But I didn't really have the faith. I believed it because I saw it, and I saw other things. These are the kind of ministries that I've been around. I saw God give Rodney Howard Brown $3 million in 7 days. I saw it. Me and my husband, he was working as an usher, and they put me in the counting room, counting the money. Did I get jealous? Mm-mm. I just wanted to know that God did it. If I knew God did it, then I know he can do it for me, and I ain't got to harm nobody to take something they got. Because what God has for you, God has for you. So you need to, I'm talking to Jose and Jessica. Y'all need to repent and get on with life. And everybody else that was in that conspiracy with you. Because what you're doing, you ain't doing nothing but missing out on what God got for you. But he's not going to take mine and give it to you. That'll never happen. He might take mine and instruct you. But it doesn't work like that. And you're never going to get anything being lazy. If you're spiritually lazy, forget it. If you're naturally lazy, forget it. You heard Charlie come on here this morning and say this is her family's 100th year. But did you get it? They've been working on the same job for 100 years. And whatever they got, the whole family worked on it and worked to keep it going for 100 years. It requires work. You can't sit up on your lazy behind and think you're going to just take something. Remember this. As a man soweth, so shall he also be. They that sow to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But they that sow in the spirit and the kingdom of God will reap from the spiritual kingdom of God. And you can't take my, you could not jam up my blog talk this morning. And your Godfather, who you're listening to, he better watch out too. He knows who he is. He's corrupt. Anybody that will lead you into wickedness is corrupt. And you think you're going to prosper listening to them. Watch. Just watch. Just watch. But Lord, I thank you this morning. Let me see who this is, if you're going to pray. 4467. Are you going to pray this morning? 4467.
Yes, ma'am. I will.
Go ahead.
Father God, okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. But Father God, thank you for these ears that we have now to hear all of this. Help it to get deep, deep, deep in our soul, our body, and our spirit that we can fly high and embrace all these prayers and really understand the wisdom and knowledge that you are giving us through this wonderful time with Dr. Erica and all of us together. Lord, you are so awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah. I feel so grateful, and I'm praying, Lord, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah.
And Lord Jesus, have your way with each of us deep, deep in our hearts. We thank you, thank you, thank you so much for loving us and dying for us to give us a chance to come back and do it right. I'll never forget that prayer when I first met Dr. Erica saying, we can give it, we get the chance to be who we could have been. You've given us chance to be it again in our lifetimes, what we missed. And I just thank you for that. I thank you for everybody here and the families and all the forgiveness and the love, and that we just soar. We soar in your love today. And I thank you, Father, for everything, and especially Dr. Eric and Brother Joe for their obedience. Bless them deeply and richly. And it can't even be more than $1 million. We don't know. We could even go up. Maybe she's going to get $3 million. Anyway, Lord, we love you. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. 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 Our Father, which art in heaven, holy is your name. Holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever and ever. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And, Lord, send it, send it. It could be 3 million, it could be 3 billion, God, as long as it's more than 1 billion. song. This is more than one. Sin, Lord, I know your word says a feast is made for laughter. A feast is made for and wine maketh merry. But now, God, we need some cash money to answer all things. All things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. Nothing will God withhold from us. No thing. No thing. 0159. Your mic is open for prayer this morning. 0159. That's the last one.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Dr. Erica.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tedline. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're doing Matthew 6:6-13. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. But thou, when thou...
Nine through 13.
Okay. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come in me and in us. Thy will be done in me and in us, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Hallelujah. And every evil spirit in the name of Jesus. For thine is the kingdom and the power, all of the power, all of the glory and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for guiding us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything that you've done. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Thank you that you own cattle on a thousand hills. Thank you that everything is yours. Hallelujah. So any wealth transfer, any multiplication, any increase that we need, hallelujah, that we want, that you have for us, is already there. Hallelujah. Lord, cause it to be so. Cause the wealth and cause the increase to transfer in Jesus' holy name. Lord, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Give us, hallelujah, every intricate plan and detail that you want for how we are to use it. And we promise to give you the praise. We promise to give you the glory. We promise to tell everyone you did it. We promise to testify of your holy name and for you to be glorified in earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For yours is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever in this life and the life to come.
Hallelujah.
Father God, bless generational blessings on whole family lines. Lord, maybe the grandma or the grandpa missed it, but you can bring it into manifestation right now. Save family members, that all those curses will be broken that are hindering and blocking and stopping. Lord God, let us cry out in repentance. Family members cause us to lose. Lord God, I'm so glad God had Charlie call here this morning to remind us. To remind us, it's been waiting for hundreds of years for us to claim it. It's been hidden in plain sight. Those inventions are right before our eyes.
Yes.
But God, we got to labor. We got to labor to get it. It don't just fall from the sky. We have to work. And even Jesus said, I must work the works of him who sent me while it is daylight, for the night cometh and no man can work. Work is in Jesus' plan. It's everything Jesus planned. Ask, you shall receive. Seek, you shall find. Knock, the door will be open unto you. But you got to follow God's instructions. You got to do what he tells you to do to get. You got to walk where he tells you to walk towards it. You got to hear what he's telling you to hear so you can get the right instructions, so you can be led in the right direction. God, I thank you this morning that you are opening up spiritual ears. Ears open. In the name of Jesus, I command the spiritual ears to open. I command deaf, dumb, go out the ears. Father God, open up the ears of our understanding. Open up our spiritual ears and open up our natural ears. I command deaf and dumb to be bound. I renounce deaf and dumb. All deaf and dumb, be it natural, physical, witchcraft, I bind you up this morning. I bind you up off the natural ears. I bind you up off the spiritual ears. Go out the ears. Go out the understanding. Loose those spiritual ears this morning. Go, get out the ears. Go, get out the ears. Loose those ears this morning. I break the power of every demonic stronghold off the ear. Go out the ear. Go out the inner ear. Go, get out the ear. Loose those ears this morning. Go, deaf and dumb. Dumb and deaf. Go. Loose those ears this morning. Get out of the inner ear. Go. I command the inner ear. Open up. Go out the ear. Those ears this morning so that people can hear. I break your power off the ear. Go! Loose ears. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Get off of the back of the neck. Go! Go! Get out of the brain. It's causing difficulty in the ears. Go out the ears this morning. Come out the back of the head. Go, 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 go. Go out the back of the head. Loose that head. Loose that brain. In the name of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. I break every man, band, and band off the brain this morning. Go! Get off the brain. Loose that brain in the name of Jesus. Get out of the head. Go! 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 All the way out. All the way out. Now, don't you try to rest on the shoulders either. Go off the shoulder. Go off the brain stem. Loose that mind. Loose that mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you this morning. Heal in the brain. Restoration in the brain. Go. 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 Anywhere thievery has been attempted in the brain. Get out! Loose that brain. Loose that brain. Get out of the brain. Go! All the way out. Thank you. Thank you. All the way, all the way. I break those mind-binding spirits right now off the brain. Go! Go! I break the tempter. I break the power of the tempter, causing the brain to go lopsided. Go! Go! All the way. Out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of the spirit of witchcraft intent over the brain. Loose that brain. Loose that mind. Go! All the way out. Father God, let your healing virtue flow. Flow in the brain. Flow in the mind. So that we can have the mind of Christ. Heal. Heal all damaged brain and the mind. Heal. 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 Thank you. Thank you this morning. Heal. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All the way off that neck. Go! Get off the neck. Loose that neck. Loose that brain. Them. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I command the oxygen to flow freely and freely and properly up that spinal column, out to the nerve endings. Heal the nerves coming out the spinal column. Heal this morning. Heal those nerves. Heal. Had a proper go power of every witchcraft chakra that was intentionally unloosed against a man or a woman of God. I destroy those spirits. Loose those chakras. Lord Jesus, bind that power to come off those chakras. Go! Aha. Go! Go! Heal. Heal. Unloose, thumbs up, and intentionally set against any man or woman under the sound of my voice. I bind them up this morning. Go! Lord God, send your fire. Burn them out. Burn the serpent out. Burn them out. Burn! 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 Serpent, the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Go! I told you to go. Get off the back of the neck. Get off the back of the neck. That's right. Go. Go. Restore the oxygen flow, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Restore the oxygen flow to the brain. Restore it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Heal. Thank you. Heal.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
inside of you, spilling over cause your life is full. How incredible, undeniable, monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please. Let me see your hands in the air with you at your seat. Form it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
Shepherd, in it to win this war of spiritual warfare, saying, I'll see you tomorrow.